All right, we are going to get started. Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for being here tonight. This is the City Council Study Meeting for the City of South Jordan. Today is Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025. My name is Dawn Ramsey, and I have the privilege of serving as mayor of the City of South Jordan with this outstanding City Council seated up here with me and our senior staff, that some of them are in here and some will be back and forth, and we couldn't do any of what we do without them. Grateful to have them here, and we welcome our visitors and any who may be watching this later. Thank you for joining us. We're going to open this meeting tonight with an invocation by Councilmember Jason McGuire.
Our dear and Heavenly Father, we come before thee with gratitude for the opportunity that we have to meet tonight to discuss the needs of South Jordan. We pray for thy spirit and thy guidance to be upon us, that we may be able to make wise choices and to conduct ourselves with civility and respect. And these things we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. All right, for our court, anybody have anything for our coordination? We've got like the night.
Busy week.
It's a busy week. What does it say, busy week?
Need to be here 5:45? 5:30.
Okay. Isn't Sounds of the Season?
Sounds of the Season is Saturday, 2 o'clock and a 7 p.m. No, we haven't talked about that for a year.
For what?
And so after I got your text, I thought, what? What are they talking about? And yeah, a year ago, I think we talked about it'd be great for more people to know about this.
Yeah.
But we've never talked about it again.
Yeah,
well, I reached out, I texted the governor, and there's no way he's available to come this Saturday.
But I'll just tell him.
Yeah. So I thought about reaching out to Burgess to see if he might be in town, if he wants to come. I still can reach out and see, but it's too late of notice. So
light the night, 5:30 Friday.
5:30 Friday.
Saturday, there's two.
Sounds of the Season.
Okay.
At Bingham High School.
And what time is
and
that?
Probably two. They're always at 2 and 7. Sounds of the Season, yeah.
Also on your calendar, Saturday night, you'll see an invite to the Korean American Federation of Utah Gala. It starts at 5 p.m.
Where?
The details are in the invite in your calendar.
On the calendar.
I don't remember the location.
Okay. And the lady who runs that lives here in South Jordan. But I didn't know about it until I just found out it was on our calendar. And I'm like, what? Anyway, I've already committed to Sounds of the Season. I have to be there.
Right.
So,
is it in our city?
Yes.
Well, kind of.
No, it's
actually
it's
across
the
city border.
Sure.
Yeah.
You received the invite.
And then we've got the giving machine thing next
Thursday. At a little before 5. They're actually starting with the choir a little before 5.
Yeah,
so
I'd
be
there
by 4:45. Yeah, me too. 4:45.
Okay.
And then we have a Hanukkah event. We're hosting that with Rabbi Zippel on December 16th. It'll be at the Public Safety Building, and you're all welcome to come and attend that as well.
And I can't be there. That's when I'm going to be at the Colorado River.
6:30,
and
it'll probably
conference.
Be about 30 to 40 minutes.
What time again?
6:30.
It should be
calendar.
On your calendar for
have
the 16th.
Have we ever done that before?
No.
This is a first.
Time.
Typically, this congregation has done all their events down in Salt Lake, and this year they wanted to move out, and they asked if South Jordan would be willing to host them, and we said enthusiastically, yes, we would love to have you come to our community. So,
which room?
It's in the big conference room in the Public Safety Building on the second floor of the Ochre Wasatch, the combined.
Yep.
Okay.
Anybody who can go, that would be great. I hate to have to miss that, but I'm at that water conference. And that's the night it needed to be. So,
just send your clone.
Yeah, I'm actually going to do a video.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's what it is. We divide and conquer. That's what we always do. A reminder that the Jordan Education Foundation is still accepting and looking for volunteers for Saturday's Christmas for Kids. If anybody wants to do that,
I haven't done that for a while.
Yeah.
How do we do that?
It's
just Jordan Education Foundation's website. I can.
Okay.
Find the link and send it to
it's
you.
It's the shopping with kids. And,
yeah.
Okay.
Christmas for Kids, yeah. And this year, I actually like what we're doing. Divided the schools in a different feeder system. It schools up for a certain amount of time. So when my family got on to register, the Bingham and South Jordan Middle School block of time was already full. So we are, I have to be there the whole time. I'll be there all day. Not have to be, but kind of. But the Harriman and Copper Mountain and Mountain Creek Middle School. So the two middle schools, the ninth graders, and then the high school that feed into each other, that time frame still had some openings.
And is it at Gordman still?
No.
It's at Walmart on Bigger.
Cortman's
in South Jordan.
Like
the last time I went.
Work for a while.
Yeah. Last time I went, it was in Cortman's.
You get around.
All right, people, let's pretend I didn't say that. All right. You mean the one at Walmart?
Yes, the one at Walmart.
Oh, geez, Louise.
Okay. So, yeah. All the things, right?
It wasn't Gordman's, right?
The first couple of years.
Yeah,
was,
okay, thank you.
Yeah, this is the 11th year we've done it, so it'll be good.
Just meet at Gordman.
You'll be all by yourself.
See you there.
All right. We'll be there.
Moving right along.
I don't have anything else to coordinate. We just have, there's just a lot, you know, this week especially, but there's a few significant events, and anybody who knows about any other events in the city happening this month and stuff, you know, let us know. But anybody have anything else to coordinate that's not calendar related?
Thank you.
Okay. All right, let's move on. We're not going to take a lot of time to review the regular meeting because it's all there. And most of it is really straightforward. There's not a lot of, in my opinion, just looking through it, there's not a lot of debate kind of issues. There will be a few. There are some big decision issues, but a lot of things, there's some good information about it, but they're also kind of straightforward. The urban wildlife, wildlife urban interface, those are bringing us up to standard with new legislation that was passed this year. So we got to make a few changes, you know. They're simple things, but with state code changing, we will change with it. And then we've got some land use items. The big thing will be the PID. And then we've received another PID application that we won't vote on, but we'll just do like we did with the last one and acknowledge receipt of a PID application at this point. So, any questions on the regular agenda? Okay. Yeah, I think I'll be fine. All right. And let's move on. Before I ask for a motion to recess our council meeting to move into executive closed session, I need to ask for a motion to amend this agenda, because what I'd like is to amend the executive closed session to also include character and competency of an individual. So if I can get a motion to amend the agenda for that, then we will move for a closed session.
Madam Mayor, I'll move that we amend our executive closed session to include a discussion of the character and competency of an individual.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion to that? Okay, seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that motion is approved. I'm going to ask for a motion to recess our City Council study meeting and move us into executive closed session for the discussion of the purchase, exchange, lease, or lease, excuse me, of real property, and a discussion to include the character and competency of an individual.
So moved.
A second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Wait until they give us the thumbs up.